This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson.
New York City Mayor Michael Bloomberg has tried to remake a lot of the city over the last 11 years, but as he wraps up his third term, he's got his eye on an extreme makeover of one of Manhattan's most important business districts. It's called Midtown East. Here's Marketplace's Sabri Benishore.
Crowds pour out of trains headed to work. Rows of businessmen in suits are getting their shoes shined. It's been like this for a century inside Grand Central Station. But step out onto the street and you step into a debate about how the heart of Midtown should change.
We're at 42nd and Madison Avenue.
Mike Slattery is the vice president of the Real Estate Board of New York. He points to a brown, brick, kind of dumpy-looking building.
As you see, these are not the kind of buildings that are desirable today. And I think if you look across the street, this is one of the few buildings that have been built in the last 15 years in the district.
It's glass and twice as tall as the older brick building. Slattery says it's environmentally efficient, and the high ceilings and open floor space are what high-end modern corporate tenants want.
It competes with places like Tokyo, Shanghai, London. So that's kind of what's at stake here, New York's preeminence as a commercial capital.
That's why Mayor Michael Bloomberg wants to add 5 million more square feet of office space to Midtown East. The city says it stands to gain $750 million towards subway improvements from selling development rights. And Slattery says it could generate $100 million a year in extra tax revenue. It'll mean some impressive skyscrapers joining New York's famous skyline and some buildings possibly leaving it. Raju Mann points to one, the 20s-era Pershing Square building.
It captures, I think, in many ways, architecture from a particular era.
Mann is director of planning at the Municipal Arts Society of New York.
These are the kinds of buildings that we think create the character and the feel of a place like Midtown.
He worries the district will be overrun by sterile corporate towers. He says Midtown East should also include places for people to live, even play.
The old idea of a place like Midtown from the 1950s and 60s was corporate office buildings. And we think that as a city, we've moved beyond that mindset.
That's something we're learning about and thinking about as the process develops.
Bob Steele is deputy mayor for economic development.
If we create the right place and the right environment where businesses can succeed, then all kinds of new businesses will go there too.
The city's going to release more detailed plans later this month. In New York, I'm Sabri Benishore for Marketplace.